Peritoneum is a double-layered connective tissue that wraps around most of the abdominal organs, creating a supportive and nurturing environment for digestion. Its good health leads to a fluid and flexible movement that enables peristalsis and free movement of blood, lymph and nervous flow. As a communication device, the peritoneum is a wonderful structure to relate to for a craniosacral therapist. Just like the dura mater, it is composed of one continuous sheet of membrane that contains the liver, stomach, small and large intestines, and spleen. Any distortions in the membrane will reveal itself to the sensitive touch. Sitting comfortably, bring a hand into your lumbar arch and the other hand onto the surface of the abdominal wall. Try to avoid the umbilicus as there is a strong energy here. Invite the peritoneum into your hands. Sometimes imagining the anatomical structure can help. You are looking for a sense of continuity and biotensegrity across and throughout the whole abdominal space. That sense you get in the dura mater of a whole unit of function can be felt here too. The peritoneum is an organ bag, and you'll feel it unfolding around and into the organs of the gut. For the most part, the peritoneum is free moving. However, it has major attachments into the diaphragm, particularly around the liver, but also from the transverse colon. The other major attachment site is around the back wall of the abdomen into the upper lumbars, mostly around L2, where the mesenteries of the small intestine and transverse colon attach. See if you can get a sense of this in your own system. Any distortions in the peritoneum will show themselves as tensions or places of inertia in the connective tissue. These can be formed by adhesions, scar tissue, or strain patterns. So relating to the peritoneum is both a way of assessing health and the treatment process. Sit back and create the right contact for the inherent treatment plan to unfold.